welcome to Tech Access Democast, Kurzweil 1000, version 13. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's DemoCast. I am very excited because I recently purchased Kurzweil 1000 version 13, and I'm going to take you through the process of installing it, registering it, and going through the menus to see what's new in it. Kurzweil 1000 is scanning and recognition software from Kurzweil Educational Systems, which is a subsidiary of Cambian Learning Technologies. I will put the website for the product into the show notes for this DemoCast in case you're interested in purchasing it. You don't need a screen reader for it. It's a standalone piece of software, which means you do have to put your screen reader to sleep when you use it. I purchased an upgrade on the website. Regardless of what version you're at, upgrading to the latest version is only $125, US dollars, somewhere around there. Some people said that when this was first released in either June or July of this year, that they were having a lot of trouble with shipping, and it would take a while for them to actually receive it. I did not have that problem. I purchased it on a Wednesday, and I had it on a Friday. It was the fastest I've ever received a piece of software after purchasing it. It came in a version 11 came in sort of like the thing that JAWS Freedom Scientific comes in. It's like a little envelope type of thing, a little bit thicker than a regular envelope, but you know, sort of like a cardboard packet. And this version 13 came in a case that you would expect to find a movie DVD in. It is a, you know, substantial sort of plastic case, and Rodney got it when the UPS guy showed up, and he said that it was in an extremely padded envelope, which is good too. So anyway, this is in a movie DVD box. I'm going to open the box, and it's got a Braille sheet in the left-hand side, a folded-up little Braille card with some Braille on it. Well, if it's Braille, then I guess it does have Braille on it. Ah! And in the right side is, I think it's the DVD. This Braille card says, Kurzweil 1000 by Kurzweil Educational Systems, Certificate of Ownership for Registration Instructions. Go to Kurzweil 1000 Reference Guide on the Program Disk Cambium Learning Technologies. 24 Prime MKWY, 3rd floor, Natick, Massachusetts, zip code from the USA or Canada, gives a telephone number from all other countries, and then another phone number. K1000 support at cambiantech.com, and I'll spell Cambium. C-A-M-B-I-U-M, Learning Technologies. So Cambium Tech is CAMBIUMTECH.com. That's what this little card thingy says. And I'm going to fold it up, put it in the left-hand side again. And I've got my screen reader running. And what's going to happen when I insert this disk is hopefully the program will start and will take over and will start the installation. So if that doesn't happen, of course, I can go in through the Windows Explorer and enable it. So let's see what happens. It depends on how your autoplay options are set in the control panel, and I don't remember how I've got mine set. So I have inserted the disk into the DVD CD drive, and it is thinking. I think it's not going to run, which is fine.
Desktop folder view is new. Go away.
I have JAWS at my normal speedy speed because we're not going to really need it for this installation, but I do need it to get to the
computer
and change and start the installation. Like I said, if you have your autoplay options set to automatically play any CD or DVD that you insert, you're not going to have this problem.
Computer, item 2. Devices with removal this time. DVD-RW by VK1013.01 DVD.
All right.
Context menu, install or run program from your media.
Install or run program.
Open autoplay. Dot, dot.
Open autoplay.
Open new window.
Open new window.
Blah, blah, blah. Share with submenu. Burn the disk. Share copy. Dot, dot. Dismount recovery point. Detect. Copy.
And to some extent, the options you're going to have in this context menu that you press the key to the right of the Alt Alt button are going to be different depending on what programs you have installed. So install a run program from your media, and I'm doing it with Windows 7. User account control pops up.
I'm going to has an old version of voice text. To install the newest voice text voices, you must first remove the older version. Do you want Kurzweil 1000 to automatically remove the old voice text now? Press Please wait while the old version of voice text is being automatically removed from your system.
And like I said, you can install this without your screen reader running. Mine
Welcome to version
to
13 of Kurzweil 1000. If you want the install process to guide you through the installation with speech, press the Enter key now. If you already have a screen reader and would like this install program to speak with it, press the Escape key.
Let's do...
If you want to exit this program and go to the documentation folder, press the Backspace key.
Let's do voice guidance.
Thank you for choosing the Kurzweil 1000. If you would like to modify the installation options, press the Enter key now. If you would like the Kurzweil 1000 to be automatically installed with the default options, press the Escape key. Kurzweil 1000 will automatically run every time you start your computer.
God, no.
If you do not want Kurzweil 1000 to automatically run, press the Enter key now. Please wait a few minutes while Kurzweil 1000 is installed on your computer. In case you do not have the .NET prerequisites, you will need to press the Install button to proceed with the prerequisite installer first.
I think I have whatever it needs. I didn't get that with version 11, so...
Windows installer dialog. Preparing to install dot dot dot. Star only 0%. Kurzweil 1000.13 install shield wizard dialog. Welcome to the install shield wizard for Kurzweil 1000.13.
Yeah.
Cancel button. Kurzweil 1000.13 install shield wizard dialog. Install shield status. Cancel button. 1%. 100%.
It's still thinking.
100%. See Windows installer misic1z.tmp.
Kurzweil 1000 is being installed. Please wait.
Okay.
2%.
I'll wait. And I like having JAWS because because Kurzweil will not say what percentage it's at, but JAWS
5%.
Will. JAWS is giving me progress indicators, and Kurzweil's just saying, wait.
9%. 13%. 19%. 28%.
Kurzweil 1000 is being installed. Please wait.
36%. 51%. 60%. 65%. 71%. 73%.
Kurzweil 1000 is being installed. Please wait.
My DVD drive 76%. Was having all sorts of fun. You couldn't hear it, but it was really ramping up there. Now it's
79%.
Kind of calmed down a bit.
83%. 89%. 92%. 95%. 97%. See Windows System 32 CMD.x. Computer. See Windows System 32 CMD.x. Kurzweil 1000.13. Install shield wizard dialog. Install shield status. Cancel button. See Windows System 32 CMD.x.
Kurzweil 1000 has been successfully installed.
Okay. Is there anything else I need to do?
Computer. Gold wave. Printers. Okay button. Computer.
I don't know why it brought up a printers dialog box, but hey, what do I know?
Gold wave. Computer. Gold wave. Computer. Computer.
I think it just went away. It's done. So, what's going to happen if I hit Control-Alt-K, which is the hotkey for starting Kurzweil 1000? Okay, nothing.
Desktop, folder view, computer,
so,
menu, search box, edit.
I'm going to go into the search box for the start menu and do K-U-R-Z.
Uninstall Kurzweil 1000.
And Kurzweil 1000 is there. I also have
uninstall Kurzweil 1000D13.
Uninstall version 13.
Uninstall Kurzweil 1000D13. Leave menus, folder view, list, computer, 240, menu, Kurzweil 1000. Leave menus.
Page 1. Please listen to the following software license and warranty agreement. When you have finished, you may accept the agreement by pressing the top right key on the keypad. You may reject the agreement by pressing the top left key on the keypad. If you do not agree to all of the terms and conditions stated below, you may return the software, all documentation, and any other materials to the place where you obtained them for a full refund. Software license and warranty agreement. 1. License.
I hit the control key to stop that. That's interesting. It used to have a version of Eloquence on there, and now it seems like it's using the Microsoft voices. Kurzweil used to use it, starting with an earlier version, but now I guess it doesn't. So anyway, I'm going to hit the top right corner of the key on the keypad. It's the accept key. And you notice that JAWS did not stop reading. It is because Kurzweil, for many screen readers, puts in there when they install it. It's automatically inserted. It modifies the configuration files to put the screen reader to sleep. With earlier versions of Kurzweil, after I installed it, I had to put JAWS to sleep with a Kurzweil.jcf configuration file, creating one and then putting it to sleep. But I think Kurzweil adds that in automatically.
Accept license agreement. The selected topic is introducing the new user wizard. List view. Getting help in Kurzweil 1000 and checked. Introducing the new user wizard and checked.
Okay, this is a thing you can... This is new to me, too. And it has topics, and they are as follows. Introduce the new user wizard.
Getting help in Kurzweil 1000 and checked.
Getting help.
Menus and dialogues and checked.
Menus and dialogues.
Use of the numeric keypad and checked. Opening a file and checked. Navigating through a document and checked. Working with settings and checked. Voice settings and checked. Choosing a scanner and checked. Files and folders and checked. Opening files automatically and checked. Reading tables and checked. Audio files and checked. Bookmarks and checked. Low vision settings and checked. Sending files and checked. Configuration settings and checked. Online access and checked. Online access and checked.
That is the last topic.
Show this dialogue disabled.
And I'm not going to check any of those. I'm not going to go into any of them. I already know. Actually, why don't I just...
The selected topic is online. Introducing the new user wizard and checked.
We're going to introduce that.
The new user wizard. Checked.
And it's checked.
Show this dialogue when Kurzweil 1000 is run. Disabled. List box.
No, I don't want it to be shown every time.
Okay, command button.
But I'm going to hit the OK button.
Please note that you can return to the new user wizard at any time using the help menu. Okay, command button.
Okay.
The new user wizard. Welcome to the new user wizard. The new user wizard contains a number of topics designed to introduce you to Kurzweil 1000. Right now you are in one of those topics. When you enter a topic, it will be read automatically. You can't stop reading by pressing F5 and begin again from where you stopped by pressing F5 again. You can back up to the previous paragraph, line, or sentence. The reading unit, which we'll explain later, with F6, repeat the current reading unit with F7, or advance to the next one with F8. You can also use all of the standard navigation keys, arrow keys, home, or end, with or without the control key. If you would like to spell the current word, use control plus L. Sometimes a topic will explain something and then give you an immediate opportunity to practice it. That opportunity will happen automatically when you reach the end of the topic, but you can jump immediately to that opportunity by pressing the enter key. Finally, if you would like to exit from a topic and immediately return to the list of topics, more on that in a moment, press escape. Normally, when you enter the new user wizard, you will be presented with a list of topics. You can use the up and down arrow keys to navigate the list. Topics in the list will be checked if you have already read them, but nothing prevents you from reading them again. When you hear the name of the topic that you wish to read, press the enter key. When you are done with the new wizard for a time and wish to explore Kurzweil 1000 on your own, press the escape key. Note that you can always get back to the new user wizard by selecting the new user wizard menu item found near the bottom of the help menu. Like much of the documentation for this product, this topic assumes that you are using the full keyboard. If you are only using the numeric keypad, here are some substitutions that...
I'm going to get out of here.
The selected topic is introducing the new user wizard. List view.
Press the escape key.
Note that this product has not been registered. You must register within 30 days, or it will become unusable. In order to register, use the register menu item under the help menu.
Okay. So what it did was it automatically started Kurzweil 1000, and I set it so that that stupid new user wizard thing, although it's great for people who have never used the product before, it will not come up. Now, I'm going to do one other thing before registering. I'm going to see if the new NeoSpeech voice text voices installed, because if they did not, I'm going to install them.
Voices.
Because I hate this Microsoft Mary stuff. Ugh.
Tools, edit correct settings, voices. Review or change reading voice settings. List box. Show voice settings for English. List box. The selected speech engine is Microsoft Speech Synthesis Engine. List box.
Do I have any more engines in here?
ETI Eloquence.
Oh, ETI Eloquence is there. It's just not the one it uses to start.
Voicer.
Voiceware.
The selected voice is VW Bridget.
Ooh.
List box.
Isn't that nice? VW Bridget is really awesome if you want a British voice. She's a great voice. And now it looks like we've got more choices than just Kate and Paul.
VW Julie.
Julie's on here! Woohoo! And you hit the down arrow key and it will take you to the other voices. Voiceware is just a wee bit less responsive than Eloquence or the Microsoft voices.
VW Kate.
VW Paul.
VW Bridget.
And we're back to Bridget.
VW Paul.
VW Kate.
I like Kate.
VW Paul.
I like Paul for reading and Kate for system.
Pitch, 11, list box. 10, the speed is 280. The volume is at 24%. Text box, 34.
34%, there we go.
The pitch will be changed for emphasis. Emphasis pitch, 11, list box. The selected audio device is XFI speakers, Creative SBX-5.
Yeah,
list box.
Yeah. But you can change the audio device. You can have it go to a different sound card if you want, which is new. At least it's new for me. I haven't seen it in version 11.
Test. Command button.
And I can test it.
Okay. Command button. Cancel. Apply. Command button. Voices. Page tab.
Review or change reading voice settings.
And I'm going to change the system voice because it's nasty. Like I said, I don't like these Microsoft.
Message voice.
Reading voice.
Message voice.
Reading voice and message voice are your only options. It used to be called system voice.
The selected speech engine is Microsoft Speech Synthesis Engine. ED Eloquence. Voice here.
The selected voice is VW Bridget.
VW Julie.
VW Kate. Pitch. 11. List box. The speed is 280. The volume is at 24%. Text.
34.
The selected audio device is XFI speakers. Creative SBXFI. Test. Command button. Okay. Command button.
There. I changed the voices. Yay! Voices changed. And it installed the VoiceWare voices. In, well, I don't know about version 12. Like I said, I don't have it to compare 13 to. But in version 11, it did not install them automatically. You had to install them yourself. Let me see now about registering. There was a bug in version 11 with Windows 7 where it would not let you register. You had to run it as administrator in order to register. Let's see if that happens now.
Help, register.
And I have register. It incidentally, this is kind of cool. It's already got little sounds for everything. What it has done is it has told me what my serial number is. When I installed version 11, I had to enter my serial number automatically. But this version has come with it automatically done.
Scan, command button.
I don't want to scan. This is so if you have a new serial number, you can scan it.
Next, command button.
I'm going to go next.
Please choose the medium you wish to use for registration. The current selection is online.
The current selection is online, and you also have telephone.
Next, command button.
There's a next button.
Back, command button.
Back, if you want to.
Next, command button.
Correct your previous, change your previous registration settings.
We are looking up your registration. Congratulations. You have now registered the Kurzweil 1000. Would you like to update your registration account information? Yes. Command button.
And if it asks you to update your information, you can update your address, email address, all that kind of thing. I did that when I bought the product, so this new version. So I don't need to do that again.
No. Command button.
No. Let's first change the speech rate.
230. 210. 190.
There we go. So now it's better for you all who have trouble understanding fast speech. For some reason, it came already babbling along really fast. I changed the speech rate by hitting the number 5 on the numeric keypad several times to get it down to a rate that you might like. So let's go under the help menu again.
Help, register, reading status, file management status, settings status, open the manual, quick reference, new features.
New features, the little ding ding, means that it has a submenu in it.
New features for version 13.
Let's go into the what's new for version 13.
New features for version 13. Page 1.
Version 13 new features. For the most up-to-date feature information, refer to the README file on the product DVD. The following is a summary of what's new in version 13. For complete details, go to the online manual by pressing Alt plus H plus O where applicable. Search keywords are provided for you to use in the online manual. OCR upgrades. Kurzweil 1000 version 13 now supports FineReader 10 and ScanSoft 18 in both Kurzweil 1000 and KOCR Util. As a consequence, the list of possible Kurzweil 1000 recognition languages and the KOCR Util list of output formats have changed. PDF output using KOCR Util. If you choose FineReader as the OCR engine, you can now select PDF as an output format in KOCR Util. Kurzweil 1000 retains the image, format, and the text data.
That's
document
awesome.
Camera support, coupled with improvements in the OCR engine, greatly improves the speed with which a hard copy book can be recognized and made available to Kurzweil 1000. In addition to the cameras manufactured by ABIC supported in version 12.04, Kurzweil 1000 version 13 supports SCI, a 10 megapixel camera developed in Germany, available from Kodak.
Okay, it's going to talk about cameras and I don't care about that, so I'm going to...
Page 2.
The HoverCam Portable, 5 megapixel document camera,
supported.
Available from the manufacturer.
Yay! A lot of people like HoverCam because it's one of the inexpensive cameras out there for scanning?
There are multiple models of HoverCam. The T5V is the... It includes in the scan...
HoverCam.
Note that selecting a document camera in the scan... No, also a note
More
that not all
cameras
have a, on the scan from within the dialog. A camera sound... You,
page 3.
There is also a cancel button in the dialog that does not cancel the currently active recognition. Instead, it closes the dialog. In the verbosity settings dialog, there is a new camera image capture event for the completion of an image capture from a
camera.
The default to capture an image launch occurs while one place the incur set scan set keep press start the you should hear the EPUB. Now you can open the open file. The recognized text will appear in a Kurzweil 1000. EPUB support is an exciting new feature of Kurzweil 1000 version 13.
Excellent.
Now you can open documents with the EPUB file extension. The open file will behave like a DAISY document. The more important aspect of this feature is that you can also output files to the EPUB format by using the file slash save dialog and specifying the EPUB extension for the file name, or selecting EPUB from the list of available formats.
In case you have no idea what EPUB means, it's EPUB, for those of us who speak in acronyms.
This means you can now use Kurzweil 1000 to convert hard copy to EPUB.
Page 4.
Then be transferred. Find Reader and Bookmarks. Find Reader 10 supports automatic bookmarking of recognized documents based on text font and positioning.
Interesting. So now, if you've got bigger font to indicate a different change section of text, it will automatically put a bookmark in it if you're using the Find Reader 10 recognition engine.
Kurzweil 1000 retains these bookmarks. Further, if you use Find Reader in KOCRUtil and create RTF as output, when you open that RTF file in Kurzweil 1000, you'll find that bookmarks are automatically generated. Version 13 supports Microsoft Speech Platform Runtime 11, which means additional voices in a variety of... This feature is optional. Voice text no longer requires a separate installation. It
Just
is automatically installed when you install Kurzweil 1000 version 13.
Page 5.
Additional changes and enhancements.
And those, I guess, are the main features. After further searching, I have found where to check for updates to Kurzweil 1000. They release patches from time to time. Now, it is not in the help menu, like most people automatically assume. It is in the online menu, and that menu has a lot of different options of things you can do online. I won't go into it now, but I will...
Folder, new, navigation, settings, tool, online.
I will go into the online menu, and as I forget the shortcut to it, I will just hit the Alt key and right arrow until I find it. In the online menu, you've got lots of different options, but one of them is check for updates.
Search for books, updates.
And I went from the bottom because there are more and more online options that have been put in here.
Window, next doc,
Whoops.
Online, translation, updates.
Okay, there we go. That little ding-ding means that there's a dialog box associated with this.
Status, an online search has begun. Please wait. Text box.
It's thinking.
No items have been found yet, but we're still looking. Please wait.
It still seems sort of cumbersome when it searches. It doesn't give you any kind of like a progress indicator or anything. And maybe it's not going to find any. I think there was one released, but I'm not sure. I can't be positive.
Okay, command. No items have been found yet, but we're still looking. Please wait.
And you've got an OK button and a cancel button. And I'm going to give it a couple more seconds, and then I'm just going to hit the OK button and get out of it and see if I can go on the website and find the patches from there.
Okay, command button.
Okay. That's it. And I am going to be giving you a couple of demo casts of new features in version 14, as well as, when I install it, new features in JAWS 14. Or I'm sorry, Kurzweil 1000 version 13 and JAWS 14. Anticipate further demo casts on both of these products in the future. Thank you very much for listening. I hope that it was instructional for you, and I would encourage any of you who do a lot of scanning to purchase this product. It's a bit steep on price. Again, I can't remember current pricing information, but you can find it by going to the website, which I will include in the show notes. But in my opinion, it is well worth the price. Superb scanning and reading facility in this program. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. follow TA_weekly on Twitter, or call 260-2-ASK-TAW, 227-5829.